We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hoo-ah! Here we go. You're just in time for the fourth and final hour, the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program, here on Thursday with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South. Take a look at that window, Money Penny. Even as gray and overcast as it is, it's still somewhat more light than it has been. We're gaining on it. It's not long until DST, is it? In daylight savings time, right around the corner in March. Money Penny will look it up right quick. In the meantime, great to have you along as we get going here in the bonus hour. As always, your input invited, encouraged, and welcome. Just use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307, and my email is always bob@1063word.com. Yes, Money Penny.
That would be March the 10th, so less than a month away.
Sweet! Yeah, we can hardly wait. DST, and then it will, it'll be somewhat more light at this hour of the evening, especially if we get a little sunshine along with it.
What?
Yeah, sunshine. Right, what's that? Yeah, I saw a brief glimpse of the giant nuclear reactor in the sky earlier this afternoon on my way in. So we're talking about Bernie. He is every man's hero. He wants to push the socialist agenda that will totally transform America from the racist, xenophobic, homophobic country it is into a workers' paradise, like the Cuba of Fidel Castro that he expressed admiration for in 1985. Ought to ask the Cubans who live there about that. Bernie is not doing too shabby. He made more than $1 million in 2017, $885,000 of which came from cash advances and royalties for his book, Our Revolution, on his failed 2016 presidential bid. By the way, a lot of people think that the money that he used to buy the $500,000 house on the lake in Vermont came from Hillary and the Clinton Crime Family Foundation as a consolation prize. You know, everybody gets a participation trophy, including Bernie Sanders. It's just that his turns out to be a lake house. It's the second time Bernie made roughly that amount, making more than $1 million in 2016 as well. Despite that, according to Forbes, he has one of the lowest net worths among prospective presidential candidates, with an estimated net worth of approximately $700,000, according to Forbes. To compare with the other Democrats, fellow left-wing firebrand Senator Hiawatha Warren of Massachusetts has an estimated net worth of approximately $7.8 million. How do you end up with nearly $8 million when you've been teaching your entire life and using a falsely claimed American Indian heritage to be able to get your teaching job at Harvard? Conservatives, though, have pointed to Sanders' lifestyle as contradictory given his tax the rich mantras. Americans for Tax Reform President Grover Norquist said on Fox Business News, "That's why they're called limousine liberals. You have enough money, you can imagine spending other people's money as well." His health care plan, which he admits would cost $32 trillion, he wants an 8% across-the-board tax on people's salaries, which is only $12 trillion, an 8% pay cut for everybody in order to pay for his health plan, and it only pays for a third of it. So you can imagine the endless number of tax increases and regulations that they're looking to put on the American people. Other parts of Bernie's lifestyle also drawing scrutiny, specifically when compared to his calls to limit environmental pollution and also to redistribute the wealth of the millionaires and billionaires, of which he, by the way, is one. In October, he spent nearly $300,000 on air travel so he could speak to audiences in 9 battleground states before the November midterms. How many tons of CO2 did those airliners pour into the atmosphere? But, of course, the planes would have flown without Bernie anyway, unless he was flying private, which he probably is these days. This, of course, from a candidate who has endorsed AOC's Green New Deal that seeks to dramatically reduce, if not eliminate entirely, air travel. Yeah. Yeah, until we can get rid of the cow farts and the airplanes, was what she said. Sanders' team reportedly purchased nearly $5,000 in carbon offsets. Well, good for him. To balance out the emissions produced from the travel, a carbon offset is a reduction in emissions to compensate for emissions elsewhere. Same day his campaign paid the jet company, Sanders called climate change a planetary crisis. You gotta love these guys. Since Sanders announced his presidential bid, he's received a fresh wave of criticism from conservatives, with commentator Charlie Kirk quipping, "For a committed socialist, he sure seems to love living like a capitalist." How does someone own 3 homes, become a millionaire in a free market system, honeymoon in the USSR, which he did? You ever seen the video of that? Bernie and a bunch of drunken Ruskies, shirtless, singing, "This land is your land." Never hold a real job, spend hundreds of thousands on private air travel, claim to be a socialist and qualified enough to be president. I don't know. Ask Bernie Sanders. Other parts of his family dealings will likely see more scrutiny as well. The Wall Street Journal yesterday zeroed in again on the controversy surrounding Bernie's wife, Jane Sanders, and her time as president of Burlington College. Yeah, I posed the question yesterday, whatever happened to this FBI investigation? Burlington College closed in 2016, citing the enormous debt it accrued while Sanders was running the place, in particular when the college made a $10 million real estate deal. Federal investigators looked into whether Jane Sanders committed bank fraud by inflating the amount of money pledged to the school by donors. But investigators purportedly closed the investigation and brought no charges. Funny, why does that only happen to leftists? If she'd been Jane Doe instead of Jane Sanders, she never would have gotten this loan. It never would have survived the most basic of underwriting, said the said Brady Tonsing, the Vermont Republican Party vice chairman. In response to a Fox and Friends request for comment, Bernie 2020 senior advisor Jeff Weaver said, "These false allegations began with a politically motivated complaint by Trump's 2016 Vermont chairman. As Jane has said from the beginning, she's done nothing wrong and pleased that the investigation came to an end months ago." Yeah. Certainly fortunate for them, because I've read the details of that story about Burlington College. Yeah. Guilty, but, you know, when, as I said, your last name is Sanders and you're married to Bernie, well, nothing to see here. Move along. Bobby, in 1985, I was listening to Annie Lennox and Frankie Goes to Hollywood while Bernie is busy praising communism. Right. Only killed about 100 million people or more between Pol Pot and Chairman Mao and Uncle Joe in Russia. What a great system. Bob, being worth $700,000 is not too shabby, especially when you've never had a real job. No kidding. 6:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. That's it. It's never ending. 4 hours each weekday, slaving away over a hot microphone and computer terminal. Bob and the Bobettes in here for the bonus hour on Thursday in on the text line. Hey, Bobby, if April showers bring May flowers, what do February showers bring? Ugh. I would say they bring flooding pretty much all over the upstate. Also in on the text line, Bobby, you never did tell me if good conservatives should answer surveys and support Faith and Freedom Coalition. Is it legit or could it be a hoax? I think Faith and Freedom Coalition is okay. I think they are legitimate. I don't do too much. Look, there is no such thing as privacy in 21st century America, all right? And the more information you make available about yourself, your life, your family, your friends, your politics, all the rest on the web, I just am not a big fan of that. So, Bob, how do you only have a net worth of $700,000 after making over $1 million 2 years in a row? Did he donate the rest to Uncle Sam? You know, to show he loves big government? Yeah, another one. Bob, how can you earn $1 million in a year, own three homes, and have a net worth of only 700 grand? Fair question. Well, you know, he's spending a bunch of it on his Feel the Burn 2020 campaign. I'm telling you, it is out of control. I didn't warn you, Moneypenny, so I'll just use it over here from my side today. Hang on. It is time once again for today's edition of... Oh, you got it? Cool. Good. Cue the singers.
Boneheads in the news.
There we go. All right, here is today's edition of Boneheads. Talk about great customer service. Not. Woman in Canada bought something for her dog online last week, but ended up canceling the order. When she couldn't get a refund, she complained online, and the president of the company responded by saying she was chubby and needed to join Jenny Craig and called her Fatty McFatFat. She was not crazy about the whole deal.
Last week on Thursday, the 14th, I ordered a product, and then on Saturday, I realized that I did not need the product anymore. I really just wish that he would accept a simple bad review. He emailed me to tell me that he looked at photos of me online and he thinks that I'm chubby. So you don't talk to people or comment on their body or body shame them, saying that I needed to go to Jenny Craig and he referred to me as Fatty McFatFat. And I did post it on my social media, and because of that, people in my following ended up leaving more bad reviews. Oh. It's completely inappropriate, yeah, even for a person to say that to me, let alone a CEO of a business.
Yeah. Pooch Patch was what she was after, or she wanted to buy. It's a small plot of fake grass for your dog. Maybe the best part of this whole story is a reporter reading the CEO's juvenile emails about the woman looking a little chubs, being a chubby wubby.
Vanessa Glue talking about this, something called the Pooch Patch from a company with the same name. Yeah. The product was featured on our morning show a while back.
The Pooch Patch is great because it's a natural, organic way to get your dog to go and do their business.
But when Vanessa canceled her order and couldn't get a refund, she expressed her views online. That bad review didn't go over well. Pooch Patch's president, by email, made some unusual remarks. In one email, the company tells her, looking a little chubs in that profile photo, she told the company she planned to report the replies to a government consumer agency. The response from Pooch Patch, ooh, so scared, chubby wubby. I reported you to Jenny Craig. Global News contacted Pooch Patch several times.
Pooch Patch, woof woof.
Its first response read, ha 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 ha, I'm dying. This is gold, pure gold.
Well, she remains unhappy at being referred to in that kind of derogatory fashion.
Ooh, so scared, chubby wubby.
Fatty McFatFat?
Fatty McFatFat.
Yeah. Okay. I guess her shopping days are done there for sure. How about this guy? You know, desperation will lead you to do desperate things. Guy in Tulsa was afraid his girlfriend was leaving him. and he wanted to try and get to the airport before she could leave. But he didn't have a ride. But that's okay. There was a Pepsi delivery truck nearby.
Evidently, the Pepsi folks were delivering some soda pop, and while one of them was in the back, then he felt the truck take off, and he ended up jumping out of the back. He took off. He was just slinging soda pop through every intersection he blazed through. He said he needed to get to the airport, and that's why he took the truck. One of the officers I overheard him ask said, "Man, do you know how to drive the semi?" And he says, "No, I just winged it. Just figured it out."
Well, not too well. Not as well as he thought, because he rear-ended a school bus along the way. No kids on board at the time. Arrested for larceny and attempted escape because he tried to run away as he was being booked. No word on the relationship status with his girlfriend that he was trying to catch up to at the airport. A woman in Australia broke into her ex-boyfriend's house to delete a topless photo of herself on his phone. She wasn't caught or arrested or anything, but she says, looking back, "While I don't condone breaking into someone's house, I stand by my decision." Didn't want any revenge porn out there, I guess. I would say this story is about someone overreacting, but then again, you know, if you're hungry. A woman in her 20s in the UAE, the United Arab Emirates, just filed for divorce because her husband didn't bring her the burger he'd promised. Apparently, he was out with his buddies, said he would bring her home a burger, but when he got back at 3 in the morning, well, turns out he had forgotten all about the burger. She was so upset, she stormed out, and now she is ending their relationship.
What?
Yeah, she's had enough of that guy. How about this one? Got to be disappointing to pull off the perfect crime only to get taken down because you got sloppy when you were handling some googly eyes. Yeah, that is a real sentence. Somebody in Lincoln, Nebraska vandalized some campaign signs for Congressman Jeff Fortenberry, a Republican representing Nebraska's 1st District. The vandal added tape to the signs to change his name to Jeff Fartenberry, and then glued big googly eyes over his eyes. No, I don't make these up. But the police were able to pull fingerprints off the googly eyes and matched them to a sociology researcher at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. What do you know? A lefty educator, Patricia Wanch Hill. They had her prints on file because she'd been cited for vandalizing Senator Deb Fischer's office door last year. Now she faces 6 months in jail or a $500 fine. Googly eyes, huh? Those goo-goo googly eyes. Wear gloves next time, you moron. That's today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
6:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. Annie doesn't have googly eyes. And I'm back with the last half of the bonus hour here on Thursday. Imagine Dragons in the background. 6:36 now, 24 before 7 here, the Bobby Mac Show. Not raining at the moment, but standby probably will be in about another 5 minutes or so. Seems like it's going to do that. It's like I've said earlier, it's like my standing joke about my long-range forecast. It's going to rain off and on for years. It's just it's more on than off right now, sadly. Bobby, we need to start the chant, "Chicago, the world is watching." Like during the 68 Democrat National Convention, when all the commie-inspired lefty hippies got out there and got into a riot with the Chicago cops. The world is watching, meaning, of course, let's see some equal justice. Well, certainly the chief of police in Chicago was not thrilled with the actions of Empire actor Jussie Smollett. Here is Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson, who was, as I said, he was pretty ticked off.
This announcement today recognizes that Empire actor Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. I'm left hanging my head and asking why. Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations? So I'm offended by what's happened, and I'm also angry. I love the city of Chicago and the Chicago Police Department, warts and all. But this publicity stunt was a scar that Chicago didn't earn and certainly didn't deserve. Bogus police reports cause real harm. They do harm to every legitimate victim who's in need of support by police and investigators, as well as the citizens of this city. To put the national spotlight on Chicago for something that is both egregious and untrue is simply shameful. Smollett paid $3,500 to stage this attack and drag Chicago's reputation through the mud in the process. And why? This stunt was orchestrated by Smollett because he was dissatisfied with his salary. So he concocted a story about being attacked. I only hope that the truth about what happened receives the same amount of attention that the hoax did. I'll continue to pray for this troubled young man who resorted to both drastic and illegal tactics to gain attention.
Well, Chief Johnson, pretty much laying it out. But Police Superintendent, I wouldn't hold my breath for the real story getting the extent of coverage for the last, what, 3-4 days that the reports of the initial attack gave. In fact, just the opposite. Because you know that the CNNs and the BSNBCs of the world are immediately going to say, well, it's not Jussie Smollett's fault, after all. He was merely placed into a stressful situation that caused him to react in a less than positive fashion. An atmosphere, by the way, that's been created by President Trump. That racist, homophobe in the White House, blah, blah, blah. And now Smollett is claiming, well, he did this to try and get more money from his acting job at Empire. That's BS as well. We know why he did this, because he is a true believer in TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. All you got to do is look at his Twitter feed or Facebook or any of that stuff, and you'll see that it's all about Donald Trump as this, that, or the other. And that's why he came up with the whole business of the MAGA hat and all of this, and the two Nigerian brothers that he paid $3,500 to ostensibly mug him and take part in this hoax, whom he paid by check. This guy's a real master criminal. Hey, here, let me write you a check. And in the memo line, what did he put down? Payoff to hoax perpetrators? Ay, ay, ay. And as far as this having a negative effect on anybody else who comes forward with real reports, I don't want to see these any more than you do. But we see them all the time, and in the vast majority of cases, they are hoaxes. Whether you go all the way back to Hands Up, Don't Shoot in Ferguson, Missouri, which was BS. The guy who was shot there was wrestling with the officer leaning through the window of the police car trying to get his weapon away from him. He wasn't walking away with his hands up going, don't shoot. But that's the narrative that persists. And that's the one that fueled BLM and all these other Antifa and all these other radical Marxist groups that want to take down this country. Baltimore, Freddie Gray, same stuff. The list goes on and on. The Duke Lacrosse team, where virtually every member of the Duke faculty convicted these guys without a shred of evidence, which then, of course, turned out to be a made-up story, as many of these do. So I appreciate what the superintendent of police, Mr. Johnson, had to say, but I think he's whistling past the graveyard if he expects either of those two things to happen. Number one, for the corrected reports that it was a hoax to be as widespread as the original report of the attack, and that this is going to damage any real reports that would come forward in the future. Bobby, from the police chief's statement you played, there must certainly have already been a confession on Smollett's part, right? No. No, he is innocent until proven guilty. Even the judge, though, today said he had read a proffer. That is an official document that lays out the evidence that the cops came up with, and said it appears to him from that, while he is presumed innocent, that essentially said, bogus. Bobby, somebody at work today said they were glad it only rained twice this winter, once for 25 days and once for 15 days. Yeah. No kidding. Message for Bobby, please text me regarding my question to the 2019 South Carolina Senior Rights Survey. Is it legitimate? Should I answer it? I don't know if that one is legitimate or not. I don't like to do a bunch of these questionnaires. I don't want strangers knowing any more about me than they already do from what they find out on the web. Here's another one. Should I fill out questionnaire from the National Police Association wanting donations to fight against this area becoming a sanctuary city and to help them be allowed to arrest illegal aliens? It's fundraising. That's what they're doing. It's fundraising. And if you believe in, you know, in helping them, fine, go ahead and do it. Oh my gosh, Bobby, I actually met Fortenberry in the Omaha airport several years ago, his first term. Too funny. Really nice guy, though. He flew coach with the rest of us plebes. Laugh out loud. Bob, please have someone text me if Republicans or conservatives should sign a letter to President Trump from Faith and Freedom Foundation from 10 million American Christian voters. I don't know if it's legit or from imposters. Well, I think I previously answered that about all these surveys. You know, if you like the cause that they're fundraising for, feel free to support them. And if you don't, toss it. 7:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. Welcome back. Closing minutes of the Bobby Mack Show here on Thursday. Friday, free for all on the way tomorrow. That should be a gas. No, we don't need a border wall. We don't need the president to declare a national emergency to get the money to keep Americans safe. See these latest numbers. America's foreign-born population has reached its highest level in over 100 years, driven by immigrants from Latin America. I'm not making these numbers up. This is new Census Bureau data. What's more, the Pew Research Center has found that most Latinos feel the percentage of foreigners in the U.S. is just about right, though 14% said America needs more. The analysis from Pew showed that the last 50 years have seen the biggest surge in immigration into the U.S. since before the Civil War. Or as Grandma Hughes used to call it, the late unpleasantness. There are currently 44 to 45 million foreign-born in the U.S., 14% of the total population. Today, immigrants from Latin America make up more than half of the roughly 45 million immigrants living in the country, including the majority of unauthorized immigrants. Those would be illegal aliens. All right. Okay, a few minutes remaining, so let's delve into a few amazing true facts with Gary Goodvoice.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing True Facts.
Been a lot of hype around the soundtracks for the films Black Panther and A Star Is Born. So the website Pitchfork put out an updated list of the 50 best soundtracks of all time. Now, bear in mind, these are just straight-up soundtracks, which are mostly collections of songs by multiple artists. They are doing a separate list for movie scores later on. That's movies. That's, of course, music written directly for the film. So they don't include musicals like A Star Is Born because it's a totally different category, or things like Shaft or Star Wars or anything. All right, here is the top three. Okay, beginning with number three. That is Iggy Pop, Lust for Life. Familiar in a tune. And that is from the film Trainspotting. Number two on the list. This one will immediately identify itself. That is Prince, of course. Purple Rain, from the soundtrack of the film of the same name, from the late great rocker. And numero uno on their list of soundtracks. This one is flashback time. This one goes back to the 70s. It is done. That's what I say. That is Freddy's Dead, and that, of course, is the late, great Curtis Mayfield from the soundtrack of Superfly, 1972. Rest of the top ten, number four, The Harder They Come. Number five, 2001, A Space Odyssey. Number six, Do the Right Thing. Number seven, Lost in Translation. Number eight, Rushmore. Number nine, Help. And number 10, Pulp Fiction. Okay, there you go. And we'll do the list of scores when we get around to those as well. Financial services company in New Zealand switched to a four-day work week back in November. How'd it work out? Really, really good. Their workers were 20% more productive. There was no drop in the amount of work that was being done, but stress way down and work-life balance was up. In other words, people like the four-day work week. And finally, in today's Amazing True Facts, this one almost made it for boneheads in the news. I believe, in fact, this technique I'm about to describe was once used by Torquemada during the Spanish Inquisition. The newest FDA-approved cure for snoring, sticking a red-hot probe up your nose. I'm sorry, but I don't think so. Company created the probes, which are heated up to 140 degrees, and then burn up your swollen nasal tissue to help you stop snoring. Okay. Yeah. Thanks a lot. I think I'm just going to resort to going back to the sofa. The 140-degree red-hot probe up my nose. It doesn't sound like something I'm going to go for. That's it for today. Thanks so much for being along. See you back here, of course, again tomorrow for the Friday free-for-all. God bless.
Unfortunately, I believe we're out of time.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter,
every time we say goodbye.
What?
Goodbye.
You say goodbye. And I say hello.
Hello. I must be going.
All right, Dan.
I must be going.
So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye
to you.
Goodbye.
Concludes our broadcast day.
Goodbye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.